Just 2 points from yesterday's shiur. I think it's important. We're going into a Yom Tov vacation. I want to get things clear so that anyone who wants to do Chazara has a clear cut in the sugya. Just briefly again, we were mentioning three different shittas in the Rishonim as to why the Baal HaKerem is chayev to repair the wall. If the Mechitzas HaKerem falls, then the Baal HaKerem has to fix up the wall. Why is it his responsibility? So we said that the Ramban holds that it's for the Issa Kelayim, that since the Gefanim are really the ikar source of the Kelayim, they're the ingredient, they're the chelek that actually moves and is yonek more, it has more absorption, so therefore they're creating the issus. The Ramban says he's responsible because of the isser, not so much because of the hezek that's being created, because as we know, we paskin that ala nizek laharchek es atzmo, so therefore he's not responsible for the nezek. That's the Ramban, that the Baal HaKerem's greater responsibility than the Baal HaTfuah stems from the issur kelayim. Tosfos disagreed. Tosfos said, no, this is a case of giri didei. It's a case of giri didei, meaning it's a case where it's like sending your arrow from your rishus into someone else's rishus. We don't view it as though he's osa besoch shalo, but rather he's going into the other rishus and he's doing hezek over there, because we're afraid he'll take the plow into the other person's rishus if the mechitzah is down, and now there aren't dalet amas for his karen to work his karen. He'll take the plow into the rishus of the Baal HaTfuah, and he'll damage the Baal HaTfuah. We pointed out that from Rashi you get the impression that maybe there's a third option, that he's sort of like a hybrid between the two, that the concern is one of hezek, even though ala nizek l'harchek esatz, what this is considered giri didei. But what's the giri didei? That the hezek of kelayim is the giri didei. That since the hezek is starting now, that the gefanim, there is a taroas between the gefanim and the tefuah, and the gefanim are more involved in the process of the issa kelayim, and the hezek is starting now because now we're going to lead to the hosef masayim state. So therefore, we obligate the Baal HaKerem to fix the wall, because his gefanim are creating the hezek of kelayim. And that's a giri didei. That's how we wanted to explain Rashi. And we pointed out that whether that's what Rashi says or not, that is certainly what the Ri says, right? The Ri and the Tosfos Ri certainly learns this way. We basically pin Rashi on the Ri, because we read the Lashon of Rashi, and that gave us the impression that he couldn't be learning like Tosfos. We thought it was more like the Ri, so we connected Rashi to the Ri, And we explained the Ri. We explained the Ri and the Tosfos Ri, and everything we said in the Ri, I think, was taka correct. It's just we pinned that in Rashi as well. Ephraim and Morty came to me after Shir, and they were troubled with the Rashi later on that I didn't want to present in Shir because I didn't want to confuse anyone. But in thinking about it more, perhaps maybe we should explain Rashi a little bit differently. This is the first nekuda that I want to share with you. The Ri, again, the Ri is saying exactly what we said yesterday. But maybe within Rashi, maybe we could shift Rashi over to one of the other shitas. What do I mean? What's the problem with the Rashi? Rashi, both on Chav Beis and Beis and on Chav Heim and Beis, explains that what is Giri Didei? We know the classical Giri Didei, the words Giri Didei mean that if you're shooting an arrow from your property into someone else's property, you can't say, I'm just minding my own business and my own property. You're not doing that. You're sending a Davar HaMazik into the other person's Rishus, and of course you're going to be responsible for that. Says Rashi, that's really what Giri Didei, in the context of the Mishnayos and the Gemaras and the Chafes and the Chafei, are talking about. Giri Didei has to be like shooting an arrow. The Lashon of Rashi and the Chafes on Daf Chaf Hei is that what is Giri Didei? It's like a case in Bav Metzia. Let's say there are two people living in a home. One is in the upper story, one is in the lower story, and the one in the upper story is washing his hands, and the water falls through the hole in the roof. You know, they used to have a hole that they put a ladder up to get from the lower story to the upper story. You know, they didn't have staircases then, so that's how they got to the upper story. So this individual is washing his hands, and the water is going through the hole, and it's hitting the guy on the bottom. So says Rashi, the Kishanoflim Miyodo Mamish Al Hatachton Karile Giri. When it falls directly from the hands of the Elyon onto the Tachton, that's called Giri Didei. That's like shooting an arrow into someone else's property, because it's going directly from your hands into the other person's property. Similarly, Rashi writes on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis that what is Giri Didei? The Giri Didei, b'chitzim abarim lo miyad gufo shel Baal HaBayis mamish. The arrows that come from the hands of the Baal HaBayis, that's Giri Didei. So at first glance you'd say, well, Rashi's not saying anything over here. Giri Didei obviously means, the words Giri Didei mean chitzim shalom. So Rashi is just saying that the arrows that come from the hands of the Balabais, that's called Girinila. You have to apply it in the proper way to the cases that we have over here. Yeah, but there's one extra word that Rashi adds, and that is mamish. He says, "B'chitzim abayim lo miyad gufa shel balabais mamish." It sounds like Rashi is saying here today is only if mamish comes from the hands of the balabais. The way Rashi explains on Chaf Hei Amud Beis also that the water is coming from the hands of the person living in the upper story to the rishus of the one living in the lower story. It sounds like Rashi is really saying Giri Didei only involves hezek that's coming directly from the hands of the mazik to the nizik. It's not enough that the hezek is starting now, the tchilas hezek is starting now, but it's really only going to come later. It sounds like it has to be coming directly from the hands of the first person to the second person, which is a little different than how the Ri explained. The Ri was saying that Giri Didei includes even a situation where the hezek is maschil miyad, even if the actual hezek, the actual damage, only occurs later. Rashi here seems to be saying that Giri Didei is only if it's coming directly from the hands of the balabais. You know, we pointed out Tosas of Chaf Beis Amud Beis says that all the Mishnayos throughout the second parak, those all relate to the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. That even Rabbi Yossi would admit in the other Mishnayos, right, that you can't be Chofer Bar Samach Lebar Shachaver. You have to be Marchik the Tanur, the four Amas from the Aliyah to make sure that the Ushan is not going to damage. All the Mishnayos, Rabbi Yossi would say that you have to be careful about that. Why? But doesn't he say Alanizik Marchik Asatzmo? No, because all those are considered Giri Didei. They're considered Giri Didei, but the Hezek is not coming directly from the hands of the first person to the second person. It's unclear that Rashi would say the same as Tosfos, right? Rashi might say, no, Rabbi Yossi would hold in those Mishnayos that you don't have to be Marchik, that you wouldn't have to be Marchik, because Zechofer B'Sos Shalom is Zenotem B'Sos Shalom. It's not clear that Rashi would agree to Tosfos there. Perhaps Rashi holds that Giri Didei is only if the Hezek is coming directly from the hands of the Balabais, right? Perhaps. So how do we evaluate Rashi back on that base? If Rashi assumes that just because the hezek is happening, starting now, but if it's not coming to its full fruition until later, that's not called Giri Didei, so then why does the Bala Kerem have to fix the wall? He's not the mazik, so why does he have to fix the wall? And Rashi didn't learn like Tosfos. Rashi didn't learn that it's Giri Didei because we're afraid he'll bring the plow into the Rishus. He doesn't say anything about the Machresha. So it's hard to say that he learned like Tosfos. So I was thinking, maybe Rashi Taka learns like the Ramban. What's the Lashon of Rashi? Rashi says, Omalo lebalakerem gedora tashlo yesu gefanecha es tfuas hasod mishum kelayim. So we learned up Rashi as saying, well, he's mentioning your kerem is going to asa his tfua. It sounds like we're picking up on the hezek of the kelayim, the hezek of the yesu kelayim. Maybe you don't have to jump so far. Maybe you could just say that he's talking about the Issah Kelayim itself. That the Bala Kerem is responsible to fix the wall, because if not, then his Gefanim, obviously his Gefanim are the mover and shaker here. His Gefanim are what's creating the Issah, but the issue is the Issah Kelayim. The issue might not be the Hezek of the wall. He's responsible because his Gefanim are what's creating the Issah. So it's not a Giri Didei issue. Maybe it's not a Giri Didei issue over here. That's not why he's responsible. It's not because he's the mazik. No, he's not the mazik. He's creating an issue. Maybe we can call it Giri Didei, but it doesn't matter. Even if it's not Giri Didei, and we wouldn't say that he has a chiyav archaka mitzad dinei nezakin, he has a chiyav archaka mitzad dinei iser veheter, because his gefanim are causing the iser. Maybe that's all that Rashi is saying. Because Rashi might hold that it can't be Giri Didei, since it's not coming directly from his hand. It's only coming la'achazman. It's coming after its Moshav Masayim. So it's coming only after its Moshav Masayim. Maybe that's not enough to be called Giri Didei according to Rashi. Okay, so that could be the pshat within Rashi, a little bit different than we explained yesterday. But everything we said in the Re still stands. The Re learned that the reason why the Bala Kerem is chayiv is because it's Giri Didei. It's Giri Didei because the hezek of Kelayim is generated by his Gefanim. Right? He says clearly that it's a parable of Kelayim, and then he adds that it's Giri Didei. So he's clearly learning this hybrid pshat. That it's Giri Didei since his Gefanim are causing the Isser of Kelayim, so he's held responsible because the hezek is starting now, even though the hezek is actually not going to occur until later, because it's starting now, since it's godel kol shah be'isser, so therefore we treat it as giri didei, and that's why the Baal Kerem is going to be responsible. That's point number one. And the second point that I want to share with you is, let's examine this Tosus Rid and the Reed just a little bit more. We spent a lot of time on the Tosus Rid. Tuvia Macklin was mechavin to the Tosus Rid. He was very bothered with the possibility that you can call something Giri Didei if you're not really doing a Maisa. Right? Over here, what's the Baal HaKerem doing? The Mechitza fools, and he's Chaya, but he didn't do any Maisa at all, so why call it Giri Didei? The Reed felt it was Giri Didei because the Hezek is starting now. It's Kol Shah Gadol Be'issa, but it's very nice that Kol Shah Gadol Be'issa, but you still didn't do a Maisa. How can you be called a Mazik? How can you be forced to be marchik because of a hezek that's occurring by itself? And that's really the tain of the Tosus Rid. The hezek is nasa me'elav, he says, right? The hezek is nasa me'elav. So if it's happening by itself, how can I be mechayev of the person? How can I be mechayev of the person? The Tosfos Rid says, "Veino nearly klal masha amar the ainz agire shah nezek may elav yavo." The nezek happens by itself. So if it happens by itself, how can I be mechayev and how can I say that it's giri didei? So we say, well, but it's like a mamon amazik. It's like a mamon amazik, right? When my shor is mazik, I'm not doing the ma'ase either. The shor is doing the ma'ase, and yet I can be chayev for that. So why can't I be chayev over here? Right. So then, what's the Tosfos Rid saying? Tosfos Rid knew that Maman HaMazik is Mechayev, even if I'm not doing a Maisa. So what's the Machlokas between the Re and the Tosus Rid? What's going on over here? So I think the Machlokas is this. This is not a Maman HaMazik in the classical sense. Maman HaMazik is where the Maman is doing Hezek, is doing a Maisa Hezek right now. Keep in mind, this is a Chiddush, right? The Maman, let me say better. Maman HaMazik is where the Maman is doing a Hezek B'Rishos Chaverim. My mamon is leaving my rishus, and it's doing a hezek b'shus chaver, and I'm responsible for the ma'isa hezek that the mamon does b'shus chaver. Right? What's happening over here? The mamon is b'shusi; it's not b'shus chaver. But what's the problem? Why is it called hezek? We call it a giri didei. The reason why it's chayev is because it's giri didei, even though it's in my rishus right now. But because it's called shal gadol be'isser, it's going to cause hezek in the future. We treat it as a davar hamazik right now. And because it's treated as a davar hamazik right now, that's why I have to repair the wall to be marchik that nezek from my friend. It's not doing hezek in my friend's rishus now. But because the hezek is starting now, we look at it as though the karach hamazik is here and the hezek is starting now. Because it's starting now, we can call it giri didei. It's like shooting an arrow where I'm shooting from my rishus and it's going into another person's rishus. And I can be responsible to be marchik, that koach hamazik, even though the hezek is not occurring now yet, because it's giri didei. That's a big chiddush. That's a chiddush where I'm responsible to be marchik a mazik that's in my rishus. Why shouldn't I be able to say, I'm just mishtamish b'shali, I'm just using my rishus, I'm minding my own business, I'm not a mazik at all? No, that's the chiddush of giri didei. Rabbi Yossi says that if it's giri didei, meaning that the hezek is going to come through my actions over time. Again, we're not working with Rashi's pshat now, right? But with the most of the Rishonim say that as long as the hezek is maschil now and it's going to come over time to the other person's rishos, I can be responsible. That can be called giri didei. I'm responsible to be marachik that mazik. That's a big chiddush. That's a big chiddush to say such a thing. So Bishlama, if I'm doing a Maisa, if the Adam is doing a Maisa, he's planting, he's putting his tanner there, he's digging his bar, if the Adam is doing a Maisa, so then Ken Zion, we can be Mechadish, this new idea that you're called an Adam HaMazik, even if you're actually not Mazik right now, but you're setting into motion a process that's going to cause a Hezek later. Maybe the Adam HaMazik can be Chaya for that, and he has to be Marchik, his Koach HaMazik, because that's what Giri Didei is about. You can't just say that you're Mishtamish B'Shalo if the Hezek that's going to be caused later is starting now, and you're doing a Maisa to start that Hezek now. We know there's a klal in the Gemara in Bava Kama that Adam Muad La'olam, that a person's always responsible for everything he does. Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Ones, Bein B'Ratzon, Bein B'Kavona, Bein Shalom B'Kavona. it doesn't matter. Even though normally a person who does something shalom kavana, it's not a ma'aser in the same level. Shogeg is normally not a ma'aser in the same level. Onus is not a ma'aser in the same level. Shalom kavana, some people say you can't be mekayim a mitzvah shalom kavana. But yet, when it comes to hezek, adam muad la'olam means you're always responsible, no matter what. So it could be an extension of that yisod, is that you're even responsible for things you're doing in your own rishus, if you're setting up a process through your ma'aser that's going to cause a hezek later. As long as the hezek is beginning now. Machlokas the Tosas Rid and the Ri is what's the din when it comes to mamon amazik? I'm not doing anything now. I'm not doing a ma'aser now. The wall fell down. It's my mamon that's going to do hezek later. My mamon is in my rishus. And the davar amazik is going to be mazik in someone else's rishus later. Not that the mamon amazik is going to the other rishus and being mazik now. Obviously, I have to be shown. I have to watch any mamon I have, any property, a shore and my eish and a bor. Right? I can't allow hezek to occur elsewhere. But this is a very strange case. This is where my mamon is in my rishus, but epis, it's growing. It's moving in a slow rate, and ultimately it's going to cause a hezek somewhere else. It's not like Eish. Eish is moving quickly, right? Eish is like a chetz, right? But here, the mamon, the koach hamazik is moving slowly. Ultimately, it's going to cause hezek in someone else's rishus. But right now, it's not causing a hezek. So the question is that called girei? Not girei bidei. Is that called girei de mamone? Am I chayev for girei de mamone, or am I not chayev for girei de mamone? That's really what the Ri and the Tosas Rid are disagreeing about. The Tosas Rid says the Nezik is happening by itself. You don't do a Maisa. The wall fell down. The Nezik is going to happen by itself. So how can I be Mechayev you? This is not Giri Didei. Maximum, it's Giri de Mamone. It's Giri of your Mamon. It's not Giri of you. You didn't do a Maisa. I can't be Mechayev you for Giri de Mamone. And the Ri says, why not? Why not? If you're Chayev for Giri Didei, the same way that other Mamazik can be Chayev for Giri Didei, the person can be chayef for giri de mamone because mamon amazik is the responsibility of the adam. So even though the hezek is actually not occurring now, the mamon is in my rishus, but if that mamon is going to cause hezek later, and the tchilas hahezek, the process is beginning now, so I'm responsible to protect my mamon, to be marachit my mamon that can be mazik somewhere else. I'm responsible to protect, to ensure that that's not going to occur. So it could be the real machlokas, the real Natosis Rid, is whether someone is responsible for giri de mamone. If we define giri delay as any type of hezek that's occurring later, but the tchilas hahezek is now, so then we can just extend and say, does that apply to giri de mamone or not? Is that a din that's limited to adam hamazik, or does that apply to mamon hamazik as well?
Your friends. So in the case of Yossi with Elon,
that is giri delay because you're planting the tree. So you're doing a ma'aser now. You're doing a ma'aser now. Rabbi Yossi holds that, well, actually, it's not giri delay, he says. But if it would be giri delay, meaning, let's take the case of the Rambam, let's say, right? The Rambam says that you have to be marked the Mishra from the Yerek, right? So if it's less than three tzvachim, that's a problem. If it's more than three tzvachim, then it's not a problem. Why? Because if it's more than three tefachim, then we look at it as though the nezik is happening by itself. The nezik is not really starting now, so that's not your problem. But if it's less than three tefachim, then we look at it as though the nezik is starting right now. Since I did a ma'isa, and the nezik is starting now, that's giri didei. So then you're definitely going to be chayav for that. But here I'm not doing a ma'isa. Here the wall fell down. My mamon is doing the ma'isa. The mamon's growing. The gefen is growing. So the question is, am I chayav for giri de mamone? Am I chayav for the ma'isa of the mamon that's not doing a hezek now, but the hezek is sort of starting now, the process of nezek is starting now, and it's going to cause a hezek later? Or do I say, no, giri de mamone is one step removed, right? That's, I'm not chayav for that. I'm chayav if my mamon is doing hezek now. I have to protect my mamon not to do hezek now. I don't have to protect the mamon not to begin a process that's going to cause hezek later. Yes?
Shlomo. According to Rila,
does it
matter that in this case of the pizza that was done
beheter, would
that make a difference?
No, because that's what giri delay is all about. Giri delay means even though I'm doing it beheter, meaning I'm doing it in my rishus, I can't be called a mishtamish because I've set a process of nezek into motion, which is going to cause a hezek later. And that's like shooting an arrow. Of course, it's a chiddush on top of shooting the arrow. It's not quite the same, but the halacha views it like shooting the arrow. So the question is that true if my mamon is mazik as well? Do I say that I'm responsible for that, or do I say no? By Mammon, we're more makel than by Adam Hamazik himself. Okay, these are the 2 points I wanted to share with you. I hope it clarified the sugi a little bit, we're able to tie a bow on this.
Bring about a question.
There's a question from the chat. Yes, someone on the Zoom. You want to ask a question? Go ahead. Speak up. Whose hand is up?
Frankel.
Yehuda Frankel, please.
Yes. I was just a bit confused because by four, we say that you're chayav, even though it's only in your rishus, you're building it in your rishus, and someone is actually entering your rishus and he's being damaged.
So, bor is a complicated case. You got to look in the Gemaras in Bava Kama. It could be that you're only chayav if you're mafkir the rishus. If a person comes into your rishus and falls into your bor, and he doesn't have the right to come into the rishus, so then you're not going to be chayav for that. Right? If it's a bor rishus or rabbim, so then people have access to the bor, then you're going to be chayav for that. Even though technically speaking, you don't own the bor, the Gemara Pesachim says that bor is one of those things that even though it's not rishuscha, the Torah put it into your rishus to be mechayav you. So the case of bor is sort of complicated. I threw out bor, I probably shouldn't have, because bor is one of those mazikim that's not moving. It's not moving anywhere. It can cause damage. If I dig a bor in my rishus, and it's not distanced from the bor in someone else's rishus, so each bor can weaken the walls of the other bor. So that hezek we can talk about over here. But the idea of someone falling into the bor, obviously the chiyuv is only going to occur if the person who's nizak has access to the bor. Okay, does that help at all?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, very good. Okay, so this concludes the Gemara chelik of the shir. Now let's move to the Inyanei Yom.